Okay, well, this is great. This was Saturday, June the 4th, and we saw an exciting game with Windsor coming all this way to Mississauga to play Sigma FC. Those teams are sort of close in the standings right now, but this was only Sigma's second home game. And that coach, Walter Casanza of the Windsor TFC here, and we'll talk. We'll hear a few words right now about what he thought about today's game. It was the 3-2 for Sigma, but it was a close one.
Yeah, hi. The game was a difficult game. I think the best result is 3-3. We dominate the second period. I think we have two mistakes and two goals. You know.
Yeah.
The first goal was too quickly. They scored 6 minutes. We tie. But if you watch and you probably realize, if you compare the team last year for this season, you have the same players, some, you know, come, and we improve a lot. You know, we compete better. We are better.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's another thing that earlier in the season I saw the line scores. It's like you didn't have a lot of substitutions, but you filled the bus today, I could say, with guys. Is it you're getting more positive? You know, players are saying, yes, I'll drive, what is it, 4 hours to get here?
It's 4 hours, 4 hours and a half. We have a bus.
Oh,
but,
oh yeah, I know. Lambton College there.
Yeah, but we have a good group. We have on the first team around 22 players.
Great.
And we have U21 around 22 players. We have for the our older group, we have 44 players today. We have a group. You know,
nice.
Is young. Some players is young.
Yep.
Some 2004, 2003. Our average is 2001. But we have a group. You know, we have a good group this season. You can see. But we don't have a lot of experience. The guys start to get more experience. The league also increased the level. And it's good. You know, it's good for Windsor. It's good for the region. It's good for everyone.
Great. Now, this year you're playing in Amherstburg, which isn't actually in Windsor. As you were saying earlier, it's like the Mississauga of Toronto or something like that. So there's a reason why you're playing there.
It's because the Amherstburg Soccer Club is our partner.
Yes.
We are affiliated with the Amherstburg. And they try to support. They have a nice turf field there.
Great.
They support us with everything. Here sometimes it's 1 hour drive. There is 20 kilometers, 20 minutes drive. You know, it's close, no traffic. That region.
This place is bad. Yeah. Let's see now. Also, that you're not in Windsor, but the news is that this David Clanahan was the CEO. He's resigned, so he can put his dream is to put a CPL team in Windsor. Is there any threat, or you say, yeah, go ahead?
I think everyone needs to follow your dreams, the dreams. I think it's good for the region. It would be very good, you know. I don't know a lot of things about the CPL, sincerely about that. I think I know that they need a stadium.
Yeah, stadium. Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't tell if it's this or that, because it's not my role.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's something that would be here close to is actually Toronto FC. And you've had an arrangement with them a few years ago. How does it actually work? The benefits that your team gets out of this?
It's for the academy, we have so many benefits. The coaches come to the region. We sort of scout our players. We bring some players to Toronto for tryouts.
Right.
Last year, we run a showcase in Windsor, and Toronto sent their U16 to play against us there. You know, it's affiliate is good. Sometimes I come to watch a game from the academy. The technical director invited me, and I stayed to watch the U15, 17, 20, and stayed to the first team. When it's about learning, knowledge, you know, is everything is good.
Sure. Now, because I've been asking all the other teams, and some have affiliations with the local universities, some like Alliance and Nitros and stuff, do you have anything to do with the University of Windsor?
No, we don't have.
No.
Unfortunately, we don't have.
No.
Now, probably, I hope in the future we have something.
Sure.
But we have the players from the Michigan University. We have players from Canadians, but from Mercy University, from Michigan also, we have some university players.
Nice. Okay. And just as I was asking all tell the coaches about this. I know the season started burning down. We've had one third of it go by already. But the survivor, there's so many teams, 22 right now, split with 12 and 10 within 2 years. Is it important for your team and your fans and the academy program and recruiting players that you survive to be in the top 12?
Look, we work for that, but we have more games. We need to go step by step. I'm not in the future now. I try to work with these guys to support this player. This will be for 2024. I just take it to the league.
Yeah, and well, you can also have next year where the points are rated 50% more or something like that. Great. All right, this was a great interview today. And thank you for talking to me.
Thank you so
just
much.
Just a minute.